Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Secure Your Life, the show where we have on-time solutions to end your financial nightmare and make you financially proactive where money matters.
Your life. I am your host, Diamond Taylor. Today it is business in the making. So happy Wednesday, everyone. We are going to have a fabulous show. We have sought out some great finds, and I want to give you a few announcements before we get our show underway. This is a perfect time for you to learn how you can get paid for all of the errors that are on your credit report. The CreditWise Empowerment Program info session will unleash the information that your creditors do not want you to know. You can register for this great event by giving me a call at 773-377-5503. Again, that is 773-377-5503 for this great one-of-a-lifetime event to teach you how you can get paid for all of the errors that are on your credit report. You can also email this for this perfect information at info@secureyourlife.net. That is I-N-F-O at S-E-C-U-R-E. Y-O-U-R, and life is always spelled LYFE.NET for information about this free, that's right, absolutely free information session, and you can learn how you can get paid for all of the errors that are on your credit report. So, like, back to our show, we have a great show for you today on Business in the Making. We're going to be talking about don't just talk about business, do business. That's right. Don't just talk about it. Be about it. Do about it. And because this is the month of April and we are talking about being proactive, because that is our word for the month, being proactive, being financially proactive, we want to do this for your business endeavors as well. So don't just talk business. Do business. The market can't be fertile for you and barren for everyone else. By knowing and doing what you need to do to help others thrive, you yourself and your ventures will also be fruitful. Now, believe it or not, even though people are saying that we are in a recession, but this is the perfect time for you to grow your business, to start that business. And the reason being is because no matter what is happening, people are still spending money. Why don't you allow them to spend that money with you? The best environment for profitability is one in which everyone is making money. One of the keys to success and the success of a business in virtually any economic situation in market is to operate in your target. Be very focused on what that target market is. And by doing so, you can actually help make yourself more viable. Look and see what kind of things are going on in your community. What kind of other businesses are being prosperous in this particular economic situation? And by doing that, you are going to be pleasantly surprised at what smart entrepreneurs are doing to enrich themselves and to bring prosperity to their business and profitability. If you are struggling to get your business idea and business underway in this economic situation, then the best thing you can do is to seek out help from other businesses. Why don't you ask them what it is that you can do to help them? Finding a good mentor to guide you is one of the best ways in which you can, one, bring out your brand and your personal thoughts and aspirations, and also get them to share theirs as well. Now, we're going to be talking about a lot of things. I have about a few key points, so you might want to get some pen, paper, at hand so that you can write these things down. If you just joined us, you are listening to Business in the Making, brought to you by Secure Your Life. We are going to be going over some great information that's going to help you don't just talk business, but do business. Make a point of doing the following on your own behalf. Spend money with businesses that are around you. Let them know that you are interested in their endeavors and find out how they can be a help to you as well. The best way to support other entrepreneurs in your network is not just letting them know about what you're doing and not just providing them free products and services, but to actually purchase from them. By purchasing from them and helping them grow their business and creating a positive cash flow, they will also in turn do the same for you. Align yourself in a partnership where both parties are in a win-win situation. Endorse their products and services by connecting yourself with LinkedIn and posting recommendations on their profile and having them do the same for you on Twitter and Facebook. Word of mouth marketing is the best marketing. If you find a business that you are utilizing their services and you are very happy with them, you can actually write them a letter of recommendation and help boost their business and ask the business owner to do the same for you. Number three, if you can't get a contact, pass it on. Sometimes you find clients that you are not able to fulfill whatever it is that they need. Maybe the project is a little bit too small for something that you can do, but you know another business that is similar to yours, that client would be a perfect fit for them. Pass that contract on. By building a bridge and reputation for doing this, when those clients that may have a size project that may not meet their criteria, they'll keep you in mind. And that way you are sharing the wealth. Share intelligence. If you discover that a large corporation is looking to expand their pool in a particular market and you fit that, you'll increase the value by catching that eye, by following these aspirations of suppliers with information. If you do that, they will also do the same for you. Actually recruit new business owners into the fold. You can also become a mentor. This is exactly vital for young entrepreneurs who need the support and guidance. Help them make the connections and find customers will also gain you prospective customers and alliance with that new entrepreneur as well. Now, recycle business cards. Before tossing them out, if you have contacts that you no longer need, why don't you pass those things on to a younger entrepreneur who's just getting started? Maybe you have outgrown the need for these suppliers, but the young entrepreneur could actually utilize your resources. So recycle those business cards that you no longer need anymore. Network and pass those things on is a great way to help yourself as well as helping someone else. And last but not least, play matchmaker. Don't just network for yourself. Get out there and connect with other people and piece in the puzzle for others as well. When you play matchmaker, it is a great return on your investment and everyone wins. Remember, the market cannot be fertile for you and barren for everyone else. Be known for helping others to thrive in their business is like sowing seeds of opportunity for others, and you will reap a rich harvest that will sustain your business for the long run. And always, always understand that the laws of attraction will swing your way when you are actually out there trying to help other people. And there is plenty enough room for everyone in the marketplace. If you just joined us, you are listening to Business in the Making. We are giving great tips about not just talking about business, but doing business. The next tips are going to be 6 Twitter tips for entrepreneurs. Twitter is your way of making your customers and making you have better business contacts. So, we want to help you gain these great tips. If you have any tips that you would like to share with us, please do so by emailing me at info@secureyourlife.net. Share your ideas for shows. You can also email us at info@secureyourlife.net. That is info@secureyourlife.net to share your thoughts, your ideas on how we can help each other and help our entrepreneurs grow. The 6 tips for entrepreneurs. Number 1, 6 tips for better business in tweeting. Engage your followers and influencers. Tweeting and Twitter can be one of your best friends if you know how to use it. Tweeting is about building relationships, and remember, it is all about building relationships. So take time to tweet and reply to those posts by those people who you are following and who are following you. Look for opportunities where you can afford to help and give advice. Just because people are following you doesn't mean that they are engaging with you. So you want to make this a valuable and viable relationship. Don't overlook those things. Be creative and tweet and retweet. Create lasting business generating leads and relationships with the people who are following you and the ones that you are following. Number 2, mix it up. Your tweet should be consistent with links, status updates, breaking news, industry tidbits, and this will be great, great, great for your business. By doing this, you're actually branding yourself. People will be looking forward to your next tweet. Making the conversation of topic with a hashtag and a time and with leading industry topics that concern you and that may be your favorite tweets as well. By doing this, you're creating a lasting impression on the people that are following you and those who you are following. This is great tips for you. Number 4, use status update schedulers. It is important for small businesses to take the tool management of social media communication. Take advantage of these status update schedulers for Twitter, LinkedIn, and Facebook. Hootsuite.com and CoTweet.com lets you manage and monitor your social networks. You can schedule this, it's like most blogs, between 9 a.m., 11 a.m., noon, 3 p.m., and 6 p.m. Eastern Time. So think about the times that you can get out the best tweets. I will repeat that again. By using a status update scheduler, when most people are tweeting and getting their updates are the following times, 9 a.m., 11 a.m., noon, 3 p.m., and 6 p.m. Number five, tag your tweets. Ideally, you should be using one or more of your accounts for your company. And when you do that, sign an initial so that they know that it is you that is definitely communicating with them and not from someone from your sales or marketing department. The people actually want to know what's going on with you and your business. If they know that it is you that is actually giving the tweets, they are more apt to follow. And number six, use twitter.com/search. Search what people are talking about in real time using keywords and phrases. Also, use Google Trends to see what topics are going on in Twitter and what hashtags are actually the hottest. So when you do that, you're making yourself more visible and branding your business using Twitter. Those are some great topics and hot tips, and I want to thank one of my listeners for actually bringing that about to my account and understanding. I'm telling you, these are some great, great hot tips for utilizing your social networks, because sometimes we actually have great ideas, but we do not take advantage of what is right, easily accessible to us. So I suggest that we all take time to do that, and especially the update status scheduler, especially for the quite busy business owner and entrepreneur. You're going to need to make sure that you are scheduling when it is best to market and brand your business and getting it up on top of minds of today's consumer. We have another great topic for you, but if you just joined us, you are listening to Business in the Making, brought to you by Secure Your Life. We're going to be talking about what business credit cards you need to look out for. And this is vitally important for those of you all who are just starting your business. Do not put your personal finances at risk. So watch out for business credit cards. The Pew Charitable Trust released a study showing that millions of individuals and small businesses receive offers for business credit cards each month. While this might sound like a tempting offer for you, you should note that business credit cards are not covered by the Credit Card Accountability, Responsibility, and Disclosure Act, the CAD Act of 2009. Consequently, entrepreneurs who use credit cards for business and commercial use could be faced with high fees and sudden interest rate hikes. If your business is structured such in a way that you're personally liable for your business debt, such as sole proprietorship or partnership, you are personally responsible for these debts. Therefore, your business credit card use is reported on your individual credit report, which means your personal credit could be negatively affected. And we do not want that. You definitely do not want your personal credit to be at jeopardy for your business account. Account terms can be charged up and changed at any time. And the Pure study found that 80% of business card credit allows the issuer to change terms and the account at any time with little or no notice and ability to opt out. So let me repeat that. So in other words, these business credit cards, the creditors at any point in time without little or no time can actually raise your rate up to 80% without you knowing, change your terms without you having any ability to opt out. Penalties and fees are unrestricted. the study had found that 73% of business cards had a late charge on them, and the business owner didn't even know. And the credit card had an over limit fee as well. So if you go over your limit, there was a fee for that as well. You need to safeguard yourself from anything like this. Payments that can be applied to lower rate balance. Credit card companies can apply low payment rate balance for the first interest fee accrued on a high ranking balance. So you need to make sure that you are safeguarding yourself personally as well as your business. Do not fall for the trap like a lot of business owners have found themselves in, especially when you are trying to gain money for your business. We usually utilize credit in place of cash, especially for large purchases. Read the fine print. Make sure that you are taking the necessary time to read the fine print. And only apply for credit and credit cards for your business with viable companies, making sure that they do not have teaser rates, making sure that you're sitting down with an investment banker and a business banker who understands your business and understand how your cash flow and gives you great guidance on exactly what to do to make your business viable. If you just joined us, you are listening to Business in the Making, brought to you by Secure Your Life. We are here to help you, the business owner, to become financially proactive. This segment is all about entrepreneurship. It is a serious but fun interactive show for those who are in business or looking to start their business, helping you get ahead in your business endeavors by giving you hot tips on how to help yourself get your product and services at the top of mind today's consumer and having fun in the process. So if you are new to business and you would like to learn great tips on what you can do to grow your business, we want to hear from you. You can email us at info@secureyourlife.net. I want to know about your new business venture. If you need help in great tips on business startup, then you have definitely come to the right place. We have the best tips for entrepreneurs, for small business owners, for those of you all who are in the process of thinking about taking your business to the next level, or you have a great new business idea. This is the show for you because we give great tips every week on how to grow your business, how to save you money, and how to put your brand on the map. Negotiating great ways to get your business, your contacts, right at the top of mind of today's consumer. I'm going to do a quick review of what we talked about on a previous show, giving you a few of the tips and great ways to make money for your business or find money that you already actually have within your business. Believe it or not, you can actually look within your business and find that you actually have assets that you are not tapping into. If you look and find that you have not collected on your money that you have outstanding people who need to have paid you, you need to actually look into that and get paid. Those accounts receivable, those unpaid invoices, that's where your money is. Make sure that you are doing your due diligence to get paid. Anything that is over 30 days, 60 to 90 days, invoices that are out, you need to collect that. Write those people a letter and make sure that you're getting paid. Maybe what you need to do in place of just invoicing people is, depending on your business, see if you can get them to pay a down payment and then have it in increment payments after that. That is one great quick tip to find money that you have not collected and bring forth viability back to your business. In raising capital from venture capitalists is sometimes something that you need to do depending on if you're trying to grow your business. by looking in on your business health and finding out where you are in your company and what your marketing plans are. You may need to take some time to do a marketing business plan checkup. We will talk about these things in future shows on actually how you can do a marketing checkup on your business. Is it time for you to actually redo your business plan? Are you in the process of creating a business plan and you actually need help in doing so? We're going to be in a couple of weeks actually taking you step by step on the process of how to put together a great, viable business plan. We're going to also be talking about how to grow your marketing plan. A lot of businesses fail to put a plan together as far as their marketing. They may have a great dynamic business plan, but no marketing plan in place. We're going to give you step-by-step instructions on how you can grow your business and grow your marketing plan. Are you in need of a public relations person for your business? You have come to the right place. You are listening to a show that's going to give you step-by-step instructions and also interview some of the top PR people that can help brand your business and get your business at the top of mind of today's consumers. Listen in for the next couple of weeks when we will have step-by-step instructions on how to build your business, how to start your business, how to put your business plan together, how to put a marketing plan together, and great tips for connecting and networking your business, branding your business, and gaining a PR person that will help you get your business at the top of mind of today's consumer. We're going to give you step-by-step instructions and tips on helping you become financially proactive and business savvy. This is what this show is all about. We want you to take advantage of the best time to grow your business, which is right now. If you have a business idea that you've been sitting on, you're great at a hobby but haven't done anything with it, it is time to put the passion and profitability in your idea. It's time for you to be proactive. It's time for you to take advantage of this market. You can actually be making extra cash. There's always someone who needs your service. Have you looked at what's going on with yourself? If you're working a job and have been working a job for any number of years and have taken the time to go through training for that job, do you realize that those are marketable skills? You're trading your time for dollars. Now you can take those marketable skills that they have given you and make profit for yourself. We're going to teach you how to take the training that you have gained from your employment and become an employer yourself. Become an entrepreneur by utilizing the skill set that you already have in place. The best thing that you can do for yourself is be proactive and helping you become the best entrepreneur that you can be. I want to thank you for joining us for a great, wonderful show. Tune in next week when we will have some more great tips for you on how to grow your business, brand your business, get your business out at the top of mind of today's consumer. And for those of you all who are taking your passion and your profitability to the marketplace, we're going to give you step-by-step instructions on how to do that. Until next week, thank you for listening to Business in the Making, where money actually matters.
Welcome to Secure Your Life, the show where we have on-time solutions to end your financial nightmare and make you financially proactive where money matters.
Thank you for joining us. Tune in next week when we'll have another great show for you. Are you an entrepreneur thinking about trying to sign that business? This is definitely show for you, where we take on time topics, giving you step-by-step instructions, having fun in the process, guiding you to such a great opportunity called entrepreneurship. If you're a small business and you would like an opportunity to get your products and business right on the top of mind of today's consumer, then this is the show for you. Email us your business idea. If you need step-by-step instructions, email us at info@secureyourlife.net. That is info@secureyourlife.net. info@secureyourlife.net. Until next week, I was your host, Diamond Taylor. Have a great day and always be financially proactive.